Because the law of gravity does not work on it anymore. What am I saying? I am saying that there's going to always be something that's going to be trying to hold you back. There's always something that is going after your marriage, your business, your single life, your finances, always trying to hold you down. Something is always trying to keep you on the runway. Something is always trying to keep you at the place that should be just your beginning point. See, but guess what? Now, in order to escape this, you got to first make up in your mind. You got to say, I'm getting on this runway of faith now. And I'm going to do everything that I need to do. I'm going to make all the necessary adjustment. That pilot had to pull some flaps up. All the necessary adjustment. He had to pull back on the steering wheel. Necessary adjustments. You see, you got to do the necessary adjustment that's going to take you out of this law of resistance and push you into this law of lift. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I am going somewhere. Tell them, say, I'm letting it pull me somewhere. Come on, talk to your other neighbor. Say, I'm bigger than where I'm at right now. Tell them, say, God has called me to go deeper. Yeah, he's calling me higher in him. Hallelujah. Now understand this. We all know that whatever we're doing, God is involved, right? And you know, when we get on the plane, we dispatch angels. We say, Lord, put an angel on the nose of this plane, on the tail of this plane, put it on the wing of this plane. And then, God, I ask that you, Holy Spirit, I just want you to guide this pilot. Give him wisdom and give him the ability to move quickly and make the right decisions. And that's great. But guess what? The pilot cannot just not fly the plane just because we got angels in charge. Guess what happens now? The angels is not going to fly the plane. They can, but we ain't going to tempt God. We ain't going to tempt God and tell the pilot, look, the angels got it on, taking care of it. Come on, you can go sit down in the back now. No, we're not going to tempt God like that. Okay? What about in your own life? What about in your own life? Because you have angels that are sent to assist you. They are divine assistants. They are not sent to do for you. They're sent to help you do. See, so what am I saying? I'm saying that I don't care what is pulling at you. I don't care what's holding you back. I don't care what's trying to hold you down. You got to get connected to the vision. Ask you a question. What is it you believe in God for? What is it? What are you aspiring to become? Some of you are in school. What are you aspiring to become? You got to get to a point where you say, I'm not going to let nothing hold me back. You see, and when you live like that, you can't stay where you are. You cannot stay where you are. Why? Because vision won't let you stay there. When you're a man or woman of God with vision, you can't stand mediocrity. If there is no progress, you're miserable. You are literally miserable. You are always trying to move to another place. But you've got to decide in your heart, you got to say, look, I've been in this place too long. Israelites said, we've been around this mountain, going around this mountain too long. You got to make up your mind, know where you are, and get sick and tired of being sick and tired of where you are right now. You got to make up your mind and say, I'm not going to be in this same place another year. You got to say, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to another place. I'm going to another level. I'm going to another dimension. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to another dimension. You got to make the decision. Brother Billy, you got to make the decision because something is always holding you back. Something is always trying to keep you from getting where you need to get. You make up your mind you're going to church. There's always something that's trying to keep you from getting to church. You say, I'm going to work in the kingdom. There's always something that comes up to try to keep you from working in the kingdom. Watch this. You can come into the kingdom with no job. And you pray and say, Pastor, pray with me that I get a job. And I want a job where I can be able to worship. I'll have the weekends off. I want an 8 to 5 so I'll be able to make Bible study. God gives that to you. But then you got your supervisor that comes up and say, do you want some overtime? And the first thing you say is, I could use that extra money. That something is going to start pulling you back from where you were. And the moment you do it one time, then they expect you to do it every time. Vision is the ability to see beyond what you see. Ask your neighbor, say, what are you looking at? What do you see? What do you see for your life? What do you see for your career? What do you see for the business that you want? What do you see for your family, for your children? What do you see for your finances? We got to go beyond what we see if we're going to be visionaries. Vision. Without it, you perish. Watch this. You need to write this down. This is a great statement. At least I thought it was. Dissatisfaction and discouragement is not caused by things you don't have.